Tell me your name, please.
Charles Haupt.
Charles Haupt.
And Charles Haupt, H-A-U-P-T.
H-A-U-P-T. I see that on the country store here. What are these birds here?
These are the purple martins. We've had the store here in our family continuously operating since 1893. And the colony of purple martins, which we're standing under one of the boxes, has got 36 holes. We've got a pretty good amount of birds this year. They're singing, they're happy. And on the other side of the pavement, which is the entrance to our store, we have another box which is the same size, and it's comparatively full. But our birds come in this area around the 15th of March. I think they were here at the 18th this year. And they stay until around the 20th of July, and they migrate back to South America. But the reason I mentioned the date of the store, our family has been affiliated here in this Portos area. And my grandfather's family was born and raised at the courthouse itself, which is a mile above us. They had purple martins there at the turn of the century. And when he built this complex in 1938 here, he brought a martin box with him down here, and we've had birds continuously since then. But we protect them.
Mm-hmm,
we keep the starlings out and the sparrows the best we can, and you have to do that in order to keep your birds. And you need to be close to water, and they have to be close to people. They like people. Mm-hmm. And they are very, very pleasurable birds to be around. They'll make you happy.
And they go all the way to South America.
They go to South America, Brazil.
Mm-hmm. The difference between males and females here?
Well, the male is a little bit darker, and the female's got a little bit of white on it, but they can be all solid black too. But the gray is a little bit darker on the male bird, and he's a little bigger.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
But we hope to have a good hatch this year, and they always come back to the box that they were hatched in. Unless you get caught in a storm. The storms are the one things that will cause a colony of birds not to show back up. And it's kind of depressing. We had that happen one year. It's been about 30 years ago. We only had two pair of birds come in March, and that's all we had the whole year. And it took me a whole year of digging and reading and talking to people to realize what happened. They got caught in a storm, and these birds that were hatched in these two boxes were destroyed.
Lost them all.
And so we had to build them back because, you know, in the course of the birds coming back and flying around, they will check other boxes out. Mm-hmm. And then when a neighboring box gets full and they don't have anywhere else to go, they'll think about it and they'll come back to the box they checked on. So that's the way you build your colony back up. But it takes time. That might take five years to do that, you know.
You ever hear them singing really early in the morning?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, right on up until dark. They'll feed right up till dark. Mm-hmm. They're feeding entirely in the air. We don't have any bugs or mosquitoes around the front of the store at all.
You hear them singing way up in the air sometimes?
Way up in the air. Get up as far as little specks, and you can just hear them when they're coming on down feeding. You know? They have fun.
We should have that much fun, huh?
We should. But I protect them, too, and that's a... And that's what you have to do. They like people. They like for you to stand around and talk to them, just like we're doing now.
Mm-hmm. You ever fill all 36 holes?
You know, I don't think we've ever had them all full. We've had enough birds to fill them, I'm sure, at some time. But there's always an old sparrow, too, that's going to fill up a hole that you don't get back to clean out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to fill them all up.
How do you keep the sparrows and starlings out?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm constantly shooting the starlings. And I'm in a situation where I can do that. People that are away working every day or in the cities or wherever, they can't protect the birds like I do. But I'm very very conscious of watching my boxes every day. And I was out here yesterday evening trying to kill a starling. I saw him go in the box over there. I had an opportunity, but I missed him. Maybe next time.
My dad,
but that's how I keep up my shooting in the summer times too. Other people shoot clay pigeons and that, and we do a lot of duck hunting and we dove hunt. We don't quail hunt anymore because we don't have the birds. But you know, keep your eye in shape. You need to shoot a little bit, so the starling gives me a little practice.
Nothing more satisfying.
That's right.
Too, huh?
That's right.
My dad shot starlings and sparrows.
Did he really?
Yeah, from the Martin House.
Well, you know all of it.
Up in Michigan.
Up there. My wife's from Michigan.
Yes, she is.
Her family. Yeah.
Yeah. Charles helped.
Charles helped, yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, we appreciate having an opportunity to put a punch in for the Purple Martin. And I hope that there are a lot of people that might hear us in our little conversation and maybe try to get a colony going.
Well, we'll see.
Yes, sir.
We'll see what happens.
Thank you very much.
All right.